Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Mike Felder. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Nieto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hare hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Hare reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hare moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Braggs is hit by the pitch. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin is hit by the pitch. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nieto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Felder is 0-for-1 in the game. Felder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hare is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hare strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Braggs is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blyevan, and towards Hare, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blyevan, and towards Hare, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Randy Bush, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball four. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bush. The throw from Surhoff and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Larkin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-for-1. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-for-1. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-for-2. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. One out. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of 1-for-0. Nieto is 0-for-1 in the game. Nieto hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 3-for-0. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1-for-1. Hare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1-for-2. Felder is 0-for-2 in the game. Felder strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-for-0. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-for-2. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-for-0. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-for-0. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-for-0. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-for-1. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to third. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-for-0. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Bosio drops the ball. Gaetti scores. Bush moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-for-1. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Deere is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Deere moves to third. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Deere scores. Surhoff moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Keith Atherton now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it and throws to second for the out. Surhoff moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nieto is 0 for 2 in the game. Nieto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hare is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hare hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hare moves to third. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Felder is 0 for 3 in the game. Felder bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bush hits a fly ball towards right. Braggs settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Braggs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Larkin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Bush goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne is walked intentionally. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nieto is 0 for 3 in the game. Nieto hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin moves to third. Gagne moves to second. 2 outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing right field. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Braggs hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Deer hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.